Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into something I know a lot of you are thinking about, returning to in-person legal proceedings.
Yeah.
We found this super interesting article about the American Arbitration Association.
Oh, cool.
In New York City. It's like a sneak peek into how things are changing, you know, kind of back to normal, but not really. And yeah, some arbitrators not exactly thrilled about being in person again.
I can imagine.
So let's dive in. The AAA in New York, they're seeing like a huge jump in in-person bookings, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so.
But get this. People are asking for like tons of rooms.
Really?
Even for small cases. They want space, which, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's causing this massive backlog.
Wow.
Bookings are backed up way into 2022. Crazy, right?
That's interesting. You know, that makes me think about like scheduling nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
And attorney fees going up.
Yeah.
Even like access to justice.
Exactly.
If you can't even get a room to have your case heard.
It's wild how these little changes have such a big impact.
Absolutely.
It's funny though, right? We spent so long going virtual and now everyone's like, get me back to the courtroom, but make it bigger.
Right. Like we're going back, but. Yeah. With a whole new set of expectations.
It's like a tug of war between what we knew and what's the new normal, I guess.
Exactly. And speaking of this new normal, you know they're still doing those COVID symptom checks at the AAA?
Oh, right.
The article mentioned these two attorneys who, like, started feeling sick in the lobby. Can you imagine?
Oh, no. What happened?
They were fine, luckily. Got a rapid test, all clear.
Oh, thank goodness.
But, I mean, that's got to be stressful.
Totally. Adds a whole other level of worry to things, doesn't it?
Definitely does. And then there's the masks, which seem to be, well.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, no masks in the AAA lobbies in New York City, but who knows in other states?
Oh, right.
And it's all on the honor system, you know?
For vaccinations and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about a logistical nightmare, especially for those big multi-state hearings.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, not everyone's comfortable with the whole mask thing either way. Speaking of mixing things up, the article talked about hybrid hearings.
Hybrid?
Yeah, like they've got rooms with those voice-activated cameras so people can join remotely.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it is. Technology bridging the gap, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if hybrid hearings are here to stay or if we'll all be back in person eventually.
Good question. And speaking of, like, preferences, some arbitrators are a bit hesitant about in-person stuff, especially without vaccine proof.
That's right, yeah.
They're staying remote. It's like we've got this clash, you know?
Like old school versus new school.
Yeah. Some people want things back the way they were, and others are more cautious.
Makes you think, though.
Hmm?
Could this create a whole system where some arbitrators or cases are basically pushed towards remote stuff?
That's a good point. Could totally happen. It makes you wonder, like, what would that mean for the actual outcomes of cases?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Or even what kinds of cases go to arbitration.
Wow. So many things to consider.
And then, of course, there's the elephant in the room, the Delta variant. Just when things seem to be settling down.
Right when you think you can breathe.
Bam, a new variant pops up. Makes everything so uncertain.
Totally. So, okay. I guess what we've learned is in-person proceedings are back.
Yeah.
But, wow, it's complicated.
Definitely not straightforward. Like a winding road with lots of twists and turns.
It makes you wonder about the future of legal practice, right?
Yeah.
Could this whole experience lead to a more flexible approach to how we do things in the legal world?
Maybe. It could be a blend of in-person and virtual, right? And how would that change things like access to justice?
So many questions.
Yeah. And how efficient the legal system is overall. Lots to think about as things keep changing.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.